If you have your Bible, I want to turn with us to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 1. The Bible says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried and He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." I want to preach this morning on a little while, this being Memorial Day, on this thought, a true memorial. A true memorial. As I was thinking on this and I was studying on it, I got to thinking about what the word memorial means. Now, according to the 1828 Dick Webster's Dictionary, and it's about the only one you can go off of. If you go off of some of these newer versions, they change words to where they don't mean the same. Amen? But I like that old 1828 Webster's because it takes its definitions from the Word of God. And God can't lie. And the Bible tells me that He doesn't change His mind. Praise God. He's true forever and ever. Amen? Well, we see it at a Memorial Day, when we mention a memorial is something that states a fact. Amen? So we have a fact stated before us. It says it's a representation of facts accompanied by a petition. So Noah Webster says that a memorial is something that representates is a representation of facts, and it's accompanied by a petition. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we see what it is, and we see a memorial. And what we have today is we honor those that have fallen for this United States. Amen? And praise God for each and every one of them. We thank God for those folks, praise God, that's came and gone and sacrificed themselves for us so that we might have freedom. I thank God for all the families, all the mamas, the mothers, the daddies, the mamas, the papas, the brothers, the sisters that have had to endure that ultimate sacrifice. We memorialize today and we praise them and thank them for that sacrifice that they made so that we might have liberty today in Jesus Christ our Savior. Those that stood up, amen, as a memorial, amen, that the United States is worth fighting for. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I still believe that America is worth fighting for. I believe that these United States are still something to be respected, to honored and loved and lived in and loved. Praise God for God's glory. I believe it's because of our Christian Judeo faith. Praise God to help us to come along and have a steadiness and a steadfastness that made us one of the greatest superpowers in the world in just a small time. And I thank God for that. And I'm thanking God. Praise God. There was some folks that come along. Praise Lord, after the founders of our nation and stood up for what's right and just give God the glory and weren't afraid to step out and say, you know what, I'll go out and I'll give myself for my family. I'll give myself for my community, my neighbors. I may not always agree with them, but I'm going to give myself for my neighbors. Amen. Amen. Praise God. They did that for me and you. What a blessing it is. Praise God. But as we look at this today and we look in the Scriptures in 1 Corinthians 15, we see a memorial. And I'm talking about a true memorial, a memorial of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did for us on Calvary. Praise God. It says in verse number 2. Now Paul tells us that we know what's taking place. We know what we have. And said we just standing upon what we know about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you've received it. And He said, just stand upon it. Amen. That's what our forefathers did. Praise God. They believed in God Almighty. They believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And they stood upon what they bled. They believed. And they bled and they shed their lives for a cause. Amen. Praise His holy name. What a God we serve. But He says in verse number 2, it's about which is also by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. So we have a memorial He gives us here in verse number 2 of 1 Corinthians 15. He said He gave us a memorial of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was a memorial of good tidings. Amen. Amen. Ain't that what the gospel is? It's a gospel, a memorial of good tidings. So we see that, and we say, and Paul goes on to tell us that this memorial we have, praise God, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not in something that's dead and gone. It's not something in the past. If we ain't careful, youngins, this is what we do. We think, well, you know, we know what happened way back yonder. Praise God, that's in the past. That's gone. But I want to tell you this morning, on the authority of the Word of God, that Jesus Christ, He is a living Savior, a living alive right now, alive and large, praise God. And hey, the devil don't want you to know it, but he's still in charge. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's someone you can count on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. Glory. He said, we have a living Savior. Jesus is alive. Amen. He gives us a message, and the message He gives us is a true message. Amen. It's a true message. Praise God. He said, for I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Amen? So when we say, and I've told you this before, when we say according to the Scriptures, we know that Jesus died for our sins. Why? Because God said so. Amen? God said, now a lot of people say, well, preacher, you know, I've heard it. You know, he just kind of swooned death on the cross, and they took him down and they buried him, and then, you know, he revived up. You know, he quit faking it and he got up out of there. No, the Bible said, God said that Christ died for our sins. Now that word died means to die. Amen. It means to give up the ghost. It means to pass on out of this life. It means to deliver to your soul and your spirit to be delivered out of you. Amen. Do you realize today that every one of us have a soul and a spirit? That person that lives and breathes and has our being. Praise the Lord. But did you realize today that the soul of man never dies? Hello? Amen. The soul of man lives forever. It'll live forever somewhere. It'll live forever either in heaven with our Lord Jesus Christ forever, or we'll live in hell, praise God, in eternity of damnation, alienated and isolated from the God who loved us. Amen. So the Bible says that God gives us a true memorial in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have a representation of the facts, praise God, and a petition, as Paul gives us, amen, just trust in that we know. Amen. We was talking in Sunday school, praise God. There's a lot of people that have a head knowledge and they say they know, but we don't have a heart knowledge. Paul's saying that if you've received the gospel and you know the Savior, praise God, you've received Him as your Lord and Savior because He's a living Savior. He's not just a living Savior. Hey, listen to me. He's your living Savior. Amen. Let's make this personal this morning, all right? We're celebrating a true memorial. We're celebrating Memorial Day. I want to say, hey, listen, those folks that died for this country, died for this nation, were they real people? Amen. Amen. And we know about them because history tells us about them. Amen. Praise the Lord. We know about the deeds that they done, the sacrifices they made. We know that in Normandy on D-Day, praise God, that they was folks that come out of those boats and they went headlong not knowing what, but they did it, praise God, for God's glory and for these United States of America. But most of all, they didn't do it for that reason. They done it for you and me. And Jesus took upon Himself the curse of this world. He took upon Himself sin. He became sin, and even though it broke His heart, He had never been there before. The anguish of His soul, because He was 100% man, just like me and you, and 100% God, and He kept His focus on the will of the Father. He said, this is what we predetermined from the foundation of the world, the way that it ought to be. Amen. He'd get up every morning with a desire to be pleasing to the Father. So we see the gospel message, praise God, and how Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, praise God. We see God's message, praise God, and we know it's true. How do we know it's true? Because God said it, that's right. Amen, because God said it. But we also know it's true because we have witnesses. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, that's what the world would like to erase. They would have liked to raise those folks, praise God, have seen Jesus Christ after the resurrection, after he got up out of the grave, after he defeated death and hell and the grave, praise the Lord. Amen. But they was witnesses there, praise God, that saw it. Amen. Praise God. Not only was they witnesses that saw it, but now watch this. They had a testimony of what they saw. Amen. See, that's all the gospel is, young'uns. A memorial, praise God, a representation of a fact. Praise the Lord. It was said in Sunday school this morning, praise God, that our testimony is just tell people that I was an old sinner. And that Jesus, I believed in what Jesus did for old sinners. On the cross of Calvary, how that he suffered, praise God, and he bled and he died. He shed his blood. He died on the cross for old sinners. He died for me. And he died for you. Amen. Praise God. So we seal it, we realize it, and then we have a representation of it. A petition, praise God, that we bring before a world. Say that Jesus done it for me, and he done it for you. Now it's not that he would done it or he will do it. He has done it. Amen. Praise God. We just have to receive the gift that he give us. So in this memorial, we see what the Lord has done. We have the witnesses. We have the testimonies of what Christ done for you and me. Amen. Praise God. And it's by our trust in him. When you put your faith and trust in him, amen, and the one that you receive, you say, what do we get out of that? The Bible says, and he was buried, amen, and that he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures. So when we put our faith and trust him, when we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, we're beneficiaries of his life, that newness of life. Because Jesus got up, praise God, we can too. We can rise up in a newness of life. We can rise up, the Bible teaches, in a resurrection life. Amen. A life, a resurrection, not only a resurrection, but an eternal life. That we can have eternal life with Jesus Christ. See, one of the greatest things that haunts us is dying. But that shouldn't bother us so much. What ought to really bother us as Christians is living. Amen. Living a life that's pleasing unto the Lord. Praise God. What the Lord tells us, John tells us in John chapter number 5, when he's speaking about that life that we live in Christ and that life that can be eternal, he tells us about in John 5 and 24. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, amen, those that he's speaking to. How does God speak to us? He speaks to us through his word. So who's God speaking to this morning? All of us, amen. What about that? A living Savior is speaking to you and I this morning. Amen. That's love. Speaking to you and I from the portals of glory. To usward. Bless his holy name. That's enough to give you to go yonder. We could leave right now and say, praise God, it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, who's that? That's God the Father, hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from what? Death unto life. Amen? I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? And we have that, the Bible says, through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you go on into John chapter number 5 and verse number 39, Jesus says this. He said, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. Amen? So the Bible tells us here that we know that Jesus died, praise God, and that he rose again because the Bible says so, according to the Scriptures. And Jesus says in John chapter 5, verse 39, he said, search the Scriptures, that's the Word of God, said, for in them you think you have eternal life. He said, you think the Bible will save you. Now watch this. Stay with me. You think the Bible will save you. He said, but he says that you have eternal life. He said, and they are they which testify of me. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, so the Scriptures is that testifies or gives a testimony of Jesus Christ. from the beginning to the end of our Bible, praise God, it's a living testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. On the one in whom we can depend, we can put our trust in, praise the Lord. He makes that difference, praise the Lord. Amen. Death loses its hold on you, praise God, when you begin to live that. It has no power over those who are born again. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Death has no power over those who are born again. You say, well, preacher, you know, all of us get old. We get diseases. We get sick and afflicted. Sometimes people die. Yeah, we do. I read this week as a 30-year-old a golf player. Just fell dead. No reason. Well, there's a reason. But he just fell dead. You don't ever know. Amen. You'd be here today and gone tomorrow. Amen. But when we put our faith and trust in Lord Jesus Christ, we don't have to worry about that. We live our life in rejoicing in our heart because Jesus Christ saved us by His marvelous grace, died for us, rose again, sat at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Just longing and looking for us, Brother Josh, to come home. Amen. He's not going to be disappointed. One day, praise God, listen, church, God bless your sweetheart, we'll all make it home. Amen. We're pilgrims passing through. But one day we'll be with the Lord. Amen. Because we have a living Savior. Not only do we have a living Savior, but the chapter tells us that we have a living hope. He is our living hope. Our hope is in the Lord. Amen. If we put our hope in the Lord or in the world or people around, they'll disappoint us. They'll let us down. But when our hope is in Christ Jesus, He'll never let you down. He'll never forsake you. He'll always, praise God, be there to fulfill what He's promised to you. We have some, Bible says we have some great, exceeding precious promises from the Lord. And a whole lot of them we haven't attained to yet. A lot of them I don't think we've even got a hold of in our heart and our minds. What lay ahead for those that love the Lord and are looking for His appearing. Amen. But the Bible says that we have a living Savior. We got a living hope. That hope is, praise God, of a soon coming Savior. That Christ is coming. He will come again because He promised He would. 17 times, over 17 times in the Old Testament, Jesus speaks of His second coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. And in the New Testament, 23 out of 27 books in the New Testament, the Lord speaks of His second coming. Amen. 23 out of 27, Jesus says, I'm coming again. Amen. So if God said it, He will fulfill it. The second coming of Christ. Where's He coming to? He's coming right here one day. Amen. That's only for Pastor. No, to the earth. Praise God. The Bible says He's going to rule and reign with the rod of iron. Praise God. He's going to be the King of kings and Lord of lords over the whole thing one day. Praise God. Whether we like it or not, praise God, I love it. I'm excited about it. Because when He comes, He's going to make everything right. He's going to set wrongs right. He's going to establish His kingdom. Amen. He's going to rule and reign over it. Praise God. And if we love the Lord, seek His appearing, praise God, we get to be just a little part of that. Amen. Glory to God. If I could just be a doorkeeper at the house of God, I'd be happy. Amen. Praise God. Just do a little something for Jesus. But He says one day, He says that living hope that we have in Christ, that He will come again. And when He comes, praise God, He said there's some things going to happen to you. If you read on over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, He talks about the resurrection. And He talks about those resurrection bodies. Amen. We're going to get a revived, a resurrected body. It's going to be more than revived. Now listen, these bodies that we're going to have are not going to be reconstructed. Amen. All right, they're not going to be reconstructed. They're not going to be reassembled. They're going to be, praise God, a glorified body like unto the Lord's. Just look at that. Questions asked in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 35. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Have you ever wondered that? Have you ever wondered what we're going to be like at the resurrection? I've heard people speculate all over the book what we're going to be like in the resurrection. What is the Lord going to raise us up to? Well, he's not going to raise us up. He's not going to reconstruct us. He's not going to reassemble us. The Bible goes on and tells us what it's going to be like. He said, thou fool, thou which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. That quickened means to be made alive. Amen? He said, that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. Now watch this. It may change of wheat or of some other grain. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. Amen? So God says, well, it's got the, it dies, and it's planted, and you plant the seed, and praise God, it's related, praise God, to that, that it's not that seed that's planted, but it's related to that seed that's planted. Amen? Praise God. But it's related, but different. Amen? Praise God. Listen, our bodies, our resurrected bodies is going to be different. You say, preacher, how are they going to be different? They're going to be bodies like unto Christ, our Savior. He goes on and explains the different ones in verse 39. He said, all flesh is not the same flesh, but there's one kind of flesh of men and another flesh of beasts, another flesh of another fishes and another birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star different from another star in glory. How about that? He said, there's no two just exactly alike. Ain't that the way we are? You can be identical twins and have two totally different personalities. Amen? I went to school when I lived in West Virginia at Aurora, and they was a set of twins, the Baker twins. But I could tell you, and they were identical twins. I mean, identical. But I could tell you as far as I could see them which one was which. Amen? Even though they looked identical in their appearance, their manners and behaviorism was absolutely, totally different. And as far as I could see them, I could tell you which one it was. It always amazed people how I could do that. But I could because of the way that their mannerism was. Amen? We're all the same. We're of the human creation. Amen? But we're all unique and we're all different. Praise God. There's not one of us exactly alike. Now you say, preacher, well, you know, people say all the time they do studies and somewhere in the world there's somebody that looks just like you. God help. They may be somebody out there that looks just like me, but they probably don't act just like me. I hope not. Amen? But if there is somebody out there that looks just like me, praise God, I hope they love the Lord like me. Amen? That's where the difference is. He said, there's one glory of the sun, another of the moon, another of the stars, and one star difference from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness and it's raised in power. Praise the Lord. He says, sown a natural body. Now watch this. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first Adam was made a living soul and the last Adam was made a quickening, praise God, spirit. That's the difference. He said, we're going to have a glorified body, praise God. We're going to because we have a living Savior. Because we have a living hope in this world, praise God. Bless His holy name. A true memorial. We have a memorial, you and I. Amen. Praise His name. Because we have a living Savior. Because we have a living hope. Because we have a living Spirit. Amen. A living Spirit. In the resurrection, we're going to have a spirit that's resurrected, a spirit that's living. Amen. I'm going to have a spirit that's energized and revitalized. It's going to be full of vitality. Amen. Praise God, Brother Bill, we won't be tired and weary no more. Amen, praise God. We're going to get a body like unto the Lord's that'll never get tired and it'll never wear out. Praise God. Hey, it'll never want for nothing. Praise His holy name. We're going to have a glorified body like unto the Son of God. Praise His holy name. I'm excited about that new body. I about wore this one slap out. If I knowed I was going to live long, this long, I'd have went a little slower through life. Amen. Praise God. But God be the glory. Because God's already. Amen. He's already given us a reason, praise, through the Word of God, not to give up, not to quit. Amen. We ought to be excited just to press on. He said, just a little farther. That's all the Lord asks. Amen. Just every day, just go a little farther for the Lord, toward the Lord. Because one day in a little while, praise God, we'll be taken out of here. Amen. So we've got a reason not to give up. Praise God. The Bible says that Jesus is that reason. Because what He's already accomplished. Amen. If you look in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. He says that they corruption, and we must put on incorruption, verse 54. This mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Amen. Where is it? Listen to what he says. He said, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He said, because of Christ, because of His death, His burial, because of His resurrection, praise God, we have victory over sin and death. Praise God. You don't have to worry about it. Just paint it out of the picture. Just rejoice in the Lord all the days of your life. Praise God. They are what they are by the grace of God. You cannot change it one day, not one minute, one second. The Bible says it's appointed a man once to die, and I for this the judgment. We all have an appointment with it, but don't fret, don't worry over it. Jesus has already took care of that for you and for me on the cross of Calvary. Praise God, He said He rose up, and praise God over death and sin and death. Praise His holy name, so that me and you can just rejoice all the way home. Amen. Praise God. It's a done deal. It's not going to be done in the future. It's not going to be done in a little while. It's finished on Calvary. Amen. Amen. A true memorial. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. His death, burial, and His resurrection. The conquering Savior, praise God, it rose up victorious over the sting of death. Amen. I've told you before, Jesus done plucked death's stinger. Amen. His sting to a child of God, he don't have a stinger. He just flies around, buzzes around, tries to manipulate us and threaten us, praise God. But his sting is gone. Praise the Lord. Amen. We can see it as it played out. The true believers, the resurrection and the return of a Savior, to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, one day in a little while. But then he lays this thing out, a true memorial. And he gives the characteristics of a Christian life. The characteristics, of a Christian life, of your life. Verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. He said, the characteristics of a Christian life. He said, because of this testimony, because of this true memorial that God has given us through His Son, I mean, we have the blessed hope. He said, therefore, because of these things, He said, my beloved brethren, He's talking to born-again believers like us this morning, He said, be ye steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. He said, just keep abounding in the work of the Lord. Keep doing the work of the Lord. Just keep trusting in the work of the Lord. Keep praising the work of the Lord. Amen. For what God has done. I'm so tickled with this church. I mean, last little bit, praise God, ever since before we had revival, people had started praising God and testifying, worshiping the Lord. You didn't have to try to pluck a testimony out like a plucking hen's teeth. Amen. People just got the Spirit of God's a touching your heart, God's a blessing, and you're realizing it. And praise God, people just started popping up and saying, glory to God. The Lord does something for somebody and say, preacher, I got testimony. Let me tell you what Jesus did. Amen. Praise the Lord. God begins to, the portals of glory begin to rejoice over the praise of His people. Amen. It just gets bigger and better. bigger and better and gooder, praise God, all along the way. He said, therefore, my beloved brother, be steadfast, unmoved, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He said, praise God, because of a true memorial, because we know what we have. Because of that accompanying petition that was put out before us, because of the praise and the testimonies and of those that's gone on before, we can come along behind with joy in our hearts and say, you know what, one day in a little while, Papa, I'll see you in the morning. Amen. With joy in our souls, praise God, and realizing, knowing that it's true. Amen. I know it's a hard thing. Memorials, we have memorial services and things, and we have to, you know, we have to kind of let people go. And it's a sad time, it's a hard time. But what a joy it is to know in our hearts that they love the Lord just like we do, and one day, and just in the morning, praise God, we'll see them again. Amen. Hey, listen, those folks, when we get there, they won't be very far from the gate. Amen. Praise God, they'll still be in that wonderful new day, worshiping, praising the Lord. Amen. And as they come in, they say, hey, listen, what's going on here? That looks excited, praise God. You'll be praising the Lord before you get the words out. Amen. Say, glory, hallelujah. What a blessing, I made it here. Amen. Somebody say, glory to God. Yeah, we just got here. Woo. Papa and Mama, praise God, been gone for 35, 40 years, but praise God, they're still well, glory, good to be here. Amen. We'll fall right in there with them, and we'll praise and give God glory. And then we'll open up that new song. Amen. We'll sing from the top of our lungs. Amen. Praise God. You may be like me. You couldn't carry a bucket, a tune in a 55-gallon drum. But glory, hallelujah, when we get there, we'll get in, praise God, on it. And we'll open up our voices. Praise God, we'll open up our hearts. And out it'll come. Amen. Praise the Lord. We might as well practice while we're here. Amen. Getting ready for when we get over yonder. We see, praise God, when we have a true memorial, which is a memorial in the Lord Jesus Christ, it makes a difference. Amen. Because of that true memorial, we realize that the best is yet to come. Amen. Because of the sacrifices that people's made, that we have an opportunity to come along behind them and make a difference as well and do the good things that's pleasing and brings glory to the Lord. Amen. That He gets the glory. He gets the praise. He's honored and lifted up above all things. So if that's what we have, then while it's up to us, praise God, to just do our best for Him. Just a little while. It won't be too long. It won't be too hard. Just begin our memorial. To be that memorial, praise God, to the one. Amen. That's done so much for us. Praise the Lord. A representation of the fact, according to the definition. A representation of the fact. That Jesus Christ died for sinners. Amen. And He rose victorious with a have a representation with an accompaniment, praise God, a petition that others, praise the Lord, just get into. Amen. To realize, praise God, hey, listen, Jesus loved you and He saved you. He'll save you if you'll let Him. He saved me by His marvelous grace. He come to me when I was lost and undone. That's where He got you at, right? Amen. I don't reckon any of us was perfect and running well when Jesus come saved us. It took a conviction of the Holy Spirit to let you know that you was an old sinner, that you needed to be saved. Amen. You said, well, preacher, I've never done anything wrong. Yeah, but we ain't done a whole lot right either. Amen. Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everything that we do hasn't always been pleasing to the Lord. Amen. But He said, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we enter into the righteousness of our Savior. Praise God. That gives us a true memorial. Something, praise God, that's a blessing, that's a help. That's an encouragement for days to come. Amen. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you?